Audacity. Attempts to smuggle illegal guns into Dominica result in 15 firearms confiscated and one individual arrested. I am Ken Richards. That and more coming right up in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. Attempts to smuggle 15 illegal guns and ammunition were intercepted by the police and customs officials in two separate operations last Thursday, with the latest being on Monday this week. Caribbean News Roundup's Roy Sanford has more on this developing story.
Law enforcement in Dominica is reporting two major gun and ammunition seizures within days of each other at the island's port, which will surely have residents concerned. Online news portal Nature Isle News has reported and confirmed the seizure of a quantity of ammunition in a barrel at the Woodbridge Bay port on Monday, February 7th, 2022. 150 rounds of 9mm ammunition were seized, Nature Isle News reported on Tuesday, February 8th. One person was arrested and is assisting the police with the find, it is reported. No further details were available at press time. However, if this news is unsettling, it pales in comparison to a major seizure of firearms and ammunition which took place days before on February 3rd at the same port. According to the police, a total of 15 firearms, 12 magazines, and 963 rounds of ammunition were seized. Among the guns confiscated was the deadly AK-47, perhaps the most widespread firearm in the world, popular among firearm enthusiasts, professional soldiers, and terrorists alike. Assistant Commissioner of Police Davidson Valerie said, "The firearms and ammunition were seized during a routine check.
On closer inspection, a number of firearms and ammunition were discovered in containers of Folgers coffee, Nesquik chocolate powder, pink lemonade powder, and also in an IQ Bluetooth speaker box. A total of 15 firearms, 12 magazines, and 963 rounds of ammunition were seized. All the firearms and ammunition seized are now in police custody at police headquarters. The Criminal Investigations Department and the Customs and Excise Division are conducting investigations into the matter. A request for assistance into the investigations of the importation of the firearms and ammunition into Dominica has been made to the United States authorities."
It is very interesting to note the level the perpetrators would go to conceal illegal goods and disguise their criminal acts, Valerie stated. He said one man has been arrested on suspicion for trafficking in firearms and importation of firearms.
Farmers in Portland, Jamaica are this week still picking up the pieces following last week's flooding in that area. Flattened fields of banana crops tell the story of the impact of the floods. TVG News reports.
Farmers in Siemens Valley spent months growing their crops, and in just 2 days, with no warning, flash flooding wiped out all they've planted.
I look for this. Rainfall and water run might be one look a drain come up and wash through and look apart.
Well, this I cannot prepare for. You can't prepare for this, because you go to your bed and everything look all right, and by daylight, everything just gone. Because river then come down, bank to bank, and just destroy everything.
Farmers are now unaware of how to move forward.
I set me back a couple months well, because you know banana take months to come. At least now I have to get some fertilizer and stuff to push back these that here to see if I can get some more bearing. So basically, you're going to push me back like maybe around 5-6 months.
From me happen, me can't come like me can't make a move. Can't make a move, because I have to think if the rain will come down back again and do the same thing. But I love to get some help. I don't know where I get it from, but I love to get some help. Rather, counselor, MP, anybody who can come on board and give me some help, because I have to spend a lot of money to bring it back.
Antigua and Barbuda's Hotel and Tourism Association chairman says the association is still open with the union concerned on an impasse over pay increases. The HTA says it is hoping that a stalemate with the union over a $14 salary increase for hotel workers can be resolved. Here's Observer Radio.
Executive Chair of the body, Vernon Jeffers, said the body is willing to go back to the negotiating table with the workers' union.
We want the workers to know that we definitely have their best interest, because what is good for the workers is in fact good for the respective companies. Mm-hmm. And as far as the union goes, I'm reminding them that we are still here sitting at the negotiating table waiting for them to come and take a seat back at the table and join us.
The union is pushing for the salary increase for workers across the sector for this year as negotiations continue between the sides on a new collective agreement. However, the association is saying it is not feasible at this time due to the economic conditions brought on by the pandemic and the unpredictability of the travel industry. The ongoing dispute is now causing quite a stir within the industry, with workers taking action against their respective companies, saying the increase is deserved. Staff at the Coco's Hotel were the first to do so on Monday, and more could follow suit as union officials continue to meet with its members to update them on the progress of the negotiations with the hotel bosses.
St. Lucian consumers are said to be reeling from the rising cost of goods and grocery items. Economic indicators point to the pandemic and supply chain disruptions, which have inflated the demand for goods due to manufacturing and shipping delays. Pent-up demand has, as a consequence, caused prices to jump, and retailers are passing on those increases directly to consumers. NBC Prime News is taking a look at that situation.
High-volume importer countries like St. Lucia are at a disadvantage and have no influence on the costs of goods manufactured overseas.
The high prices of food, basically foods that are imported, we have absolutely no control over it. We have no control over it because it is what we call imported inflation. These prices come from goods that are brought out of the country, and the increases are due to circumstances out of the country. Circumstances due to COVID, circumstances due to problems with the supply chain. So we have absolutely no control over these prices when they're imported.
The supply chain disruptions has also affected the supply of price-controlled commodities like sugar and flour. Meanwhile, from perishables to non-perishable food items, prices at the supermarkets and even community shops have increased. The higher prices further weaken the purchasing power of St. Lucia's working class and low-income households. For some households, that means spending more for fewer food items.
Leader of the opposition in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Goodwin Friday, has dismissed as lame excuses the explanation given by the government's failure to consult residents of North Leeward about the quarry being set up in Richmond. According to the opposition leader, the reason they didn't is because they felt two things, either that they felt or that they didn't have to, because they don't really care what the people think. Goodwin says either that, or they were afraid to test their ideas in a free flow of ideas and discussion with the people in the community. Kenton Chance of Eyewitness News, who has been providing comprehensive coverage of the issue, has done several interviews on the matter, including this one.
One of the farmers with whom I spoke was Mr. Stephen Charles, who was attending to his field of vegetables here in Richmond on the boundaries of the quarry.
Well, my father, the first was farming here, then I take over after he died, so it's a good long time here.
Can you remember how many years?
A couple of years since in the 1980s he was here.
Who owns the land?
A woman from Pito, Bordel, is the real owner for the land.
A quarry is going to be established in this area. Do you know anything about it and whether or not it would affect you?
No one said anything to me. Nobody came to me already.
How important is this farm to you? Do you do any other work besides farming?
Well, a little fishing sometimes.
So you're now getting yourself back together after
the volcano? Yeah, well, I didn't come back till this year because
plenty of shows on the land, but you had nothing else to do, so I'll just come back all late next year and start to do a little thing. You have nothing else to do.
What do you think about a quarry being placed there?
Well, it's no problem with me really, you know, with the quarry, you know, but is the way the government should have come and assort with people first and know what is going on, then things start now and then everybody just come in and backfire. You understand? No problem with the quarry because it's an investment.
So if you have to move from here, do you have other lands on which you can farm?
Well, I used to farm by the volcano, but you know, serious damage up there right now. Real serious, everything will lose up there. So you can't really look at too much ash on that side right now. You can't really do nothing up there right now.
So outside of there, which you can't farm, and here, there's no other place. So,
right.
So but what would happen if you have to move? What would you want you have to move from here?
Well, I'd want to know the alternative that you have. If you're moving your people, you must have something that they could live on. You can just come and say, move, you want here, and then you left me on the street.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, 9th February. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.